Future provides career and employment perspectives for anyone interested in learning how others have navigated their vocational choices. Listeners will pick up tips about creating meaning in their lives, building experience, developing a professional network, and managing their own careers to have a positive impact. Featuring live discussions and special guests, we'll discuss unique career journeys and offer valuable insights into thinking about your future. It's never too soon to begin planning your career path, and it's never too late to make a change. Join us and learn how to take the stress and anxiety out of career planning. Hello and welcome to another episode of Discovering Your Future. I am your host, Stephanie, and today our guest is Kenya Williams, owner of I Shine For You Auto Detailing, located in Williamsburg, Virginia, and owner of a Triangle Shooters semi-professional basketball team in Williamsburg, Virginia as well. Kenya, thank you for being with us today, and I'm looking forward to the conversation. Why don't you tell us about your career journey? How did you get to where you are?
Oh man, thank you, Stephanie. It's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for having me on your show. My career journey started off. I was a nuclear engineer. I graduated from FCC, and then I went on to Old Dominion University, where I received my mechanical engineering degree. And upon receiving my mechanical engineering degree, I started working at the shipyard, which is where we build nuclear aircraft carriers for the U.S. Navy. And it just so happened I spent 8 years there putting in the first of a kind nuclear reactors for the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier that's in operation today. And after 8 years doing becoming an engineer, it was cool. I liked it, but it was just a job for me. I wanted something more pleasing. It was something I felt like I made a direct impact on people. And I felt it was back. I was going back to my first love, which was being around cars. And I was just so happy, you know, I found auto detailing to be a up and coming industry, if you will. And that's something that I took off with today. So after running around in a mobile unit with the van and a couple of detailing supplies, I eventually, after 2 years, transitioned to a brick and mortar location. And I ended up quitting my job at the shipyard after 8 years, where I was making $80,000 a year. So I just took a leap of faith and opened up my shop 8 years ago this month, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. You know, like, now that we've talked to other guests on the podcast, people usually get to change career journeys, or like the vocation of life. Like sometimes they choose to be a doctor, but then it changes with the time. You know, they realize that, no, this is not my way. I should be doing something else, as you said. And sometimes what I say is that we should not be afraid of change.
Correct.
And now let me ask you this. Was it difficult for you to make the decision of leaving your full-time work of 8 years and getting into your detailing business?
It wasn't the first month, but it was the second month where that fear kind of kicked in, because, you know, sales was not there, and I didn't know, you know, understand the market or demographics of where I am. It's a vacation place, so in the month of July, the locals are not even here. So it was just one of those times I didn't realize and understand, and, you know, now I got a good hold of it now. You know, that fear kicked in, and I just thought I made the worst decision when, you know, the sales wasn't there. Oh, wow. Back in July of that year, because I left in June and then July came. But, you know, it was that fear of, you know, what did I do? And I had my moments where I wanted to quit and go back to corporate America, if you will. But I just felt like it wasn't, you know, my design calling. So I just had to stick through the tough time.
Gotcha. And how did you overcome that fear, like, and take the first big step to start your own business? How did you overcome those emotions? I think you felt frustrated, kind of.
Yeah, I did. I got to give credit to my wife, because there was times where I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. You know, she made it make sense. You know, we pretty much, you know, we had everything that we pretty much wanted and needed. And I had to go back to my why. Why did I go into starting my own business? And I once I looked at the why was to be free, of course. And then that was to be able to provide something for my family at the time. And also be able to be there for my mom, who's now deceased, much as I can during this time. And my why was for those reasons, that just was my daughter. You know, it was, she was only probably, three at the time. And being able to take her to school and, you know, see her off every day, that was bringing much joy. And that was the reason, you know, where I felt like I made the most impact.
Okay. I'm really sorry that your mom passed away, but I think she should be very proud of you now. You can see all your hard work.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I want to share this with you, and I want to actually share that with other listeners in the podcast. I always say that if you're afraid to do something, for example, start a new project in your life, start a business, change the direction of your life, do it. Do it with fear, because we are humans and we feel, of course, we are sometimes afraid of what is going to happen. But do it. Do it with fear. Fear can be used to your advantage or disadvantage. Fear can paralyze you and keep you in your comfort zone for so many years without making you feel passion in your life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But also, fear can be used as fuel to accomplish what you want. Everything is up to us, and I am glad you made the right decision.
Correct. Yeah, thank you.
Now let me ask you this. I've heard that networking is a key in business and in career journeys. Tell us a bit about your experience and perspective.
Yes, you know, absolutely. Well, you know, networking for me was how I pretty much built my detailing business today. Because I transitioned to an area where I was not known. I don't have any family here. I don't have any friends here. This is all my wife's family for the area I'm in. It took for me to go to a couple business type meetings. It took for me to start figuring out who was who, working on where are the business people are, and things of that nature. So I figured once I started networking, get to know who was who, and you know, learning from other business owners, I knew that was the key to success. You know, I do live by the quote, "Your network is your net worth." Mm-hmm. And you know, with that being said, that particular quote is pretty much accurate, because you know, who you hang around or who you do business with, that pretty much determines the value of your business. And if that business is, you know, up and coming, and you're up and coming, or you're successful, I mean, you can learn a few things here and there, but you know, it's going to be key that you raise your standards, or that person raise their standards, but you want to be on the same playing field as your colleagues or your networking, as your network, I would say.
I like that phrase. Your network is your net worth.
That's correct.
That's interesting. What are some suggestions on how we should start networking?
First things first, I would say join an organization that's directly tied to your field. You know, like in my case, I'm in the detailing world. There's an International Detailing Association. So there's an association for every type of industry, I would say, whether it's on the college degree, no degree, they all have their associates. I will start there. Then I'll go to my local chamber of commerce, start there, you know, network there. And then I will join like the Kiwanis Club of your particular area. They deal a lot with kids. That's my way of giving back, but also making an impact in my community and having a voice in my community. So I would say go through those key things and find, you know, other local professionals in your area.
Okay, I'm very glad that you brought up that topic about impacting people and like having a meaning in your life, because that's basically what we want to do. At the time that we're going to choose a career or we're going to work, we don't just want to work to get a paycheck, you know, or something. We want to impact people. And I just want to ask you, how do you feel like you are impacting people with what you do?
I do, because I mean, my industry is something no one thinks about when you talk about the health of a vehicle, but it's something that's very important. You know, to have a clean vehicle, and now in today's times where vehicles are hard to keep, you know, I mean, hard to get. So, you know, it's a must that people maintain the cars they do have and want to feel in love. People are emotionally attached to their vehicles. So that emotional attachment brings on another meaning. We have customers that have won first place in car shows. We have customers that looking to sell a car. We have customers that had a car where a relative who may have passed away. You know, it means something to them. So us being a part of their journey, their life, by just cleaning their cars, you know, it means a whole lot. And some people don't realize the impacts that we make on just doing what I call cleaning a car, if you will.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this. How did that idea of I'm going to start my business in auto detailing, how you came up with that idea? Like, it was when you were a child, by an inspiration, something?
It was something that I was doing. It started as a hobby. I was always cleaning cars. I started out doing it for my grandmother. My grandmother goes to church on Sundays. So on Saturdays, she liked to make sure the cars. And over the years, that was my hobby. That was my job to do that for her when growing up as a kid. But that hobby ended up turning into something I did as an adult. And I realized that I do it with a decent amount of effort. I can be driving a Ford Pinto, or it doesn't matter what car I had. I always try my best to keep it clean. So it was just something that I feel like represent, because a clean car, you feel more happier in a clean car versus a dirty car. So if you got a dirty car, you know, if you go get it clean one time, you're like, wow, it feels a lot better.
It feels a lot better. I remember that when that was last year that I went to auto detailing. It was my first time, because usually my dad is the one who takes my car. Yeah, and he takes it there, but it was my turn. It was just me. And when they give it to me, it felt so good. I was like, oh wow, you can smell. Like I had the option to choose the smell, the fragrance, and I chose strawberry and vanilla.
okay.
Yes. Oh, Kenya. You seem very passionate about your work, and also you mentioned that you were also getting involved to an old passion, which is basketball. Mm-hmm. And I think that is amazing. Can you tell me more about that? How did you come up and to get involved with basketball? Probably not in a direct way playing, but being owner of a semi-professional team.
It was something that it always came about. You know, I co-owned a team with my wife, and I was getting good to get tied into a semi-pro football team. But I like football, but I know basketball was my first wife, if you will. Mm-hmm. And my wife got tired of me coming home complaining about how the guys were doing with the football side of the house. So she said, "Why don't you just start basketball?" I was like, "Well, you know, my hands are tied with eye shine. Detailing business. So my hands are full. I don't want to do anything else. I just, you know, want to be around." And, you know, over the years, I just found myself somewhere around basketball. I used to be a coach for 13 years. I go visit games. I go see other players. But this one particular one, what I call, kind of fell in my lap, because I never thought I'd go this far. I started going down a list. I called gyms in the area. Probably called three gyms in the area. None of them answered the call. I called one where I used to coach, which is Winsbury Christian Academy. They answered the call, and they agreed to it. Then I called the league, and I said, "Hey, you know, I heard y'all have a team." It was like, "Yeah, well, you wasn't trying to get nobody else to come in your area, so we can take on one more." I was hoping they said no. They said yes. So then it was, okay, who's going to coach? I can't own, coach, and do all everything else either. So I was hoping I didn't find a coach. I found a coach. So it just happened. Everything started falling in place for this team to come together. So we just had our first tryout May 28th. Not this week, but the following week, we have a combine where we'll be bringing in more players, and we'll be having players that come and, you know, work out and try out. So the course of the summer, I'll be recruiting, looking for the best 12 players that we can put on our team.
Wow, that's amazing how everything started to take place. It's like a miracle.
Yes, it is. And I thought it was a lot. It's stretching me a little bit, but it's something I pretty much can.
Wow. Like, how you see those doors were open.
Correct.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. So you're now coaching as well with another person?
I probably end up help coaching the team. Even though I'm an owner, I probably may end up coaching somewhat, you know, evaluating. But I'll be doing a lot of recruiting and a lot of, managerial type stuff for the team.
Okay. So that's amazing. You have your own business and also detailing, but you also went back to an old passion of you. Uh-huh. And you're starting to, you know, to have your life, everything. That's amazing. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Kenya, I want to ask you, what advice do you have for students like me or the students that they don't know their vocation, but they want to find their path?
I always go back to, you know, going back to the least amount of things you do, a little bit of effort, you know, whether it may be drawing, maybe it be doing something with your hands, or you may be good with just helping people. That's what helped define me, because those little things, when you're passionate or something you do with little amount of effort, when times get tough, you'll go back to you used to doing something like similar to this. You know what it takes to get through that tough time because you're passionate about it. Because I find a lot of people that get into things or start things, they're not passionate about it. They're chasing the money. When you chase the money, you know, a lot of times those things that you're passionate about, you know, the money will come. So I always encourage everyone to find those things that you do a little amount of effort, you know, and it takes you a little bit of time to do it. You know, for me, it just so happened, it was car washing. You know, I always car washed as a kid growing up. And, you know, it just so happened I was able to just transition that into a certified business, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that advice. Since people, they are seeking money, right? And they choose a career just because of money.
Correct.
I had that experience. I was going to study something just because I would get a lot of money, but that wasn't my passion and I wasn't really interested in studying that. Right. And this is something that my dad told me. He told me, Stephanie, if you're going to study something, study what you have passion for. If your passion is music, so make sure to become an expert.
Yeah,
you'll see how money will, you know, get to you.
Well, flow. That's right. That's exactly right. And that's how I feel now. You know, I could have stayed at a shipyard. You know, I could have made $80,000 plus but I wasn't a passionate about building ships. I didn't like. I have no connections to the military. I like them. You know, they protect us as a country. But my passion was into cars. So, you know, that kind of how I say, you know, that's what allowed me to get through the tough times in my detailing business, if you will.
Okay. Now I want to ask, what advice would you give someone who wants to start off in a similar direction, like starting a business, but the person who doesn't know how to start a business?
I go back to networking. I will find that person that's already in that business or that field that you're looking to go to, start networking and start sitting under them to learn the ins and outs, take up that internship or volunteer. A lot of people want to get paid or get something right away, but I really encourage, you know, guys and girls to to pretty much network or volunteer for that type of industry that you're looking to go into. Because that way you get a good insight and see if that's really for you.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like networking, it's kind of, sometimes it's scary because you are getting to know people who mm-hmm. are already like, they are working in their business and you see them too big for you, right? Sometimes, right. Yeah. For example, that's my experience. I see them too big, like they are, whoa, how yeah. they have accomplished this and that. But at the same time, from my experience, I've known people and they are very, very friendly and they are willing to help you, yeah. willing to give you advices like you. Yeah. And that's amazing. Yeah. And I feel that students should take advantage of that.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your story and advice with us today, Kenya. I really enjoyed our conversation. We're very much appreciative for your time and presence.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. This has been another episode of Discover Your Future podcast with your host, Stephanie, and our guest, Kenya Williams. May everyone have a wonderful day.
All right. See you later.
Hope this episode has served as inspiration for you and will help you make wise decisions involving your professional career. We appreciate your continued support. If you have any questions or topic suggestions, feel free to leave them in a comment section. And don't forget to visit the FCC website for great career info and counseling.